Hello, Audio Boom. Hello, all nine brave souls.
Okay, there's a little place. A place I feel is filled with joy and magic and ice cream. It's a place in Richmond, and it's a place I'm fond of. And I've been there quite a few times, and you're always welcomed and always made to feel welcome, and they know your name, and it's lovely. But here to speak about it more is someone who probably has shares in the restaurant place now, Fiona Dunn.
Hello! This is called Gelateria Danielli, and we'll have to find out their Twitter thing, because then we can tweet this at them. I did them a Christmas card and said, Happy Christmas to all the staff in my favourite shop in the world. And it's true. It's my favourite shop in the world. And they do amazing ice cream. They do lots and lots of flavours. About, what, 15 or 20?
Yeah, I would say so.
So, my favourites are pistacchio. Apparently that's how you say it, if you're a proper Italian person, which I'm not, obviously.
Yeah.
And coconut. They do things like, they do sorbets, they do lemon, they had raspberry, mango they always have, chocolate sorbet, which is dairy-free. So if you've got somebody who wants something, you know, if they're vegan or allergic to milk or something, then they can have that and still enjoy it. They have various types of cones, different types of wafers. My favourite is the triangular one. They have long sort of tubular type ones, but I don't think they're as nice as the triangular ones, having tried them both. You pay extra for the wafers. You have a packet of them, you can share it between you, because there's about four or five in the packet. Or you can have your ice cream in a cup. But nowadays, it's either a nice little metal-stemmed cuppy thing, or if you have two or three scoops, it's a lovely glass. Have you had one of their glasses?
Yeah, I have.
They're quite nice.
They are, they're lovely.
Lovely, warm, friendly staff. And they always ask you how you are, like they actually want to know, and they're not just being polite.
I mean, it's a small shop.
Yeah.
And as such, it's quite intimate. But you're close to the counter, close to the person serving.
Yeah.
And they don't have many staff, so you get to know them very quickly. I've had fig and hazelnut. Was it hazelnut?
No, walnut.
Fig and walnut.
They have honey and lavender as a special this time. We haven't tasted that yet. On Christmas pudding they've had as a sort of seasonal.
And today I had a limoncello, is it?
Is that what it... What was that?
It's the...
What flavour was that? What was in it?
Chocolate and...
Oh, no. Stracciatella.
Stracciatella, yeah. Which is milk...
Or stracciatella.
Cream and milk chocolate or something. I don't know. But it was nice. And I've also had their panettone, which is really good.
Oh, yeah, they do that at Christmas.
And a really good decaf mocha. And a decaf cappuccino, and
I have black Americanos that aren't decaf.
Yeah.
They're very good. Very strong, aren't they?
They are strong. Even the teas are good, though. You can get a nice cup of tea. And they do different teas, of course, as well. But
they do lots of different teas. I didn't realise till the other day how many different ones they do.
I just think it's a really nice atmosphere. The staff are lovely. They know your name. They say, hello, how are you? You can sit there. You don't feel rushed. We sat there for hours today, didn't we, really?
Quite a little while, yeah.
Maybe.
And, like, you can ask them stuff. Like, last weekend, we were in there, and we wanted to know where to get art pencils from in Richmond. And we felt comfortable enough to just ask the lady when she wasn't busy, you know?
Yeah.
And she gave us a good tip, didn't she? And
she did, some. Yeah.
In Smith's.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's
we're not taking up drawing, just so you know.
No. The ice cream is amazing. The sorbets I'm yet to taste, but the ice cream, I like ice cream, and it is very, very good ice cream.
And they have things like strawberry and chocolate and vanilla as well.
All your usual things,
if you want those. Or they've got, they had coffee, salted caramel.
A Roche one as well.
Roche was like chocolate and nut. I've not actually tasted that, I don't think.
But I like a Ferrero Roche, so.
Yeah, you might like that. They'll let you have little tastes as well of things. Like, not loads, not an unlimited supply, but you can say, oh, could I have a taste of such and such? And they'll give you a little spoon with it on, a little plastic.
There's one minor niggle, right? Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a water-based niggle.
Oh, they don't have ice?
No.
Yeah, but...
Which is ironic, I mean, for an ice cream shop.
I know, but in every other way, they're brilliant.
But to be fair, the other day you said, would you mind running the water for longer and getting it colder, didn't you?
I did, because it really wasn't...
Yeah.
And she did, and it was fine, and it was lovely, so...
It's a lovely shop.
As soon as I said, she was like, oh dear, is it warm? Oh, sorry.
And what I like, because I'm fundamentally nosy.
Yeah.
And it's nice, because everyone sits close together, you can chat to people, we chat to people there, don't we?
We do, we were talking to a lady and her two children today about what flavours of ice cream they were having, because they were looking at BJ's guide dog, Oliver, weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah, and you can hear what everyone else is ordering, which I also find quite fun.
Yeah.
Which just sounds strange, but quite fun.
And there are loads of really sweet kids that go in there. I've never come across a rude child in there yet, but I bet they get them occasionally. But generally
they're lovely.
They're nice people that go in there.
Yeah. No, it's a lovely place. And
they've got a branch in Kingston as well.
Have they really?
Apparently so, yeah. Okay. Kingston upon Thames, but I haven't a clue where it is. I've never been there in my life. Kingston upon Thames, even. But, you know, hey, why go there if we can go to Richmond? You know, got the river and everything. Mind you.
Kingston upon Thames and Pass as well.
Yeah. So it does. Whoops.
But it's a really lovely place. So if you're ever in Richmond, go there.
Yeah.
If you have any more questions.
Oh, and they're open every day till 6 in the evening. Apart from sometimes in winter, they're not always open on a Monday.
Okay. And there is some authentic Italian stuff going down as well. Because today there's a chap called...
Marcello.
Who's Italian.
Yeah.
And one of the ladies, I'm sure, is Italian. Second generation.
Yeah. Oh, there are a few people with Italian blood there.
But no, in all, I know, the ice cream is very good. The staff are lovely. And so we come to the markage. Now, if you like ice cream, you like coffee and you like tea, that's why you'd go there. You wouldn't go there unless you wanted one of those three things, would you?
Well, it'd be a bit silly.
I mean, you know, you don't expect a sandwich when you go there because you're not going to get a sandwich. But if you like, they do little biscuits as well and stuff, little cakes.
Well, they do cupcakes too. I've never tried them, but they do them.
Not me, because they're fairy cakes. That's just trendy. It annoys me.
Shut up. I know who makes those.
Who?
I'm not saying on here, but you know, come on.
All right.
I'm sure they're very nice. We've never tried them. Don't judge
what you've never them. I just don't like the fad, because it's like fairy cakes when I was a kid. And they are those American fat fairy cakes. Anyway, sorry. I'm going to give it a 9.5 out of 10.
I'm going to give them 10.
Really?
Yeah.
The half a mark dropped because of the ice.
I can forgive them the ice.
Can
because
you?
Of everything else, yeah. 10.
Okay.
Because they're lovely. They're brilliant.
Fair enough. They're lovely. They are lovely. Yeah. They are lovely.
You're just miserable about water and cupcakes.
Anyway, I've no idea how long I've got left, but I think we're going to overrun, so thank you for listening.
Probably just as well, really.
Yeah. Right.
Before you say anything else miserable.
Ha ha ha. Warning. Pause recording. Button. 40 seconds. 40 seconds left. Wait. Bye bye, chaps.
Chaps. Bye bye.